Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
The show that takes you home. The Home Stretch with Sterling Holmes on ESPN Kansas City, 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
Give me two claps and a Ric Flair.
Woo! Somebody spit my gum into the trash can over there?
That was pretty neat.
Thanks, man.
That was pretty neat. It's a party, baby.
What day is it?
It is a party. It's a Briscoe Friday.
Woo!
It is time for some radio magic. We got Briscoe. We got Dylan behind the glass rocking in an incredible Guinness sweatshirt.
God, it's so good.
It's beautiful. Like Guinness.
I thought I was going to have a pretty good argument for, like, top-tier sort of fits today.
Sure.
It's very, very, I'm very, very gray, but here's the thing. So Bethany's got this, like, fake wool sort of big lapel.
Yes,
we're live
right
now.
Yeah.
This big fuzzy lapel jacket, that rips, but Dylan stole the show with the authentic Ireland Guinness sweater. And you wearing cowboy boots and a Vineyard Vines quarter zip and a hat with a mustache that says, I'm here to party.
Well, and it's true here because my Wrangler jeans finally came in the mail.
Yeah. Okay.
So fun fact, I've always wanted a pair of Wrangler jeans.
Are these your first Wranglers?
First Wranglers.
Wow.
Now here, I'll give the Facebook Live what
yeah,
they
go
want.
Ahead and
just
yeah,
a nice
give
little,
that little booty tooch.
Not nice.
I'm gonna
nice
get out of the way.
Just over here. Yeah, they're nice. They're the bleach washed.
Hold on, let me look at the I'm looking at the chat. The donations are rolling in right
wow,
now, Sterling.
Incredible. Incredible.
We've got a super chat for $20 saying Show those Wranglers again. Show me those W's on the pocket again.
Yeah, so I was a huge fan. I've always wanted a pair.
Yeah.
From Johnson County, and occasionally I'll go to country concerts, and I thought, hey, you know, what better way than Wrangler jeans? I have to somehow let people know that I'm fake country.
Yeah, you're working class cosplay.
Yeah, you're working class cosplay. Yeah, yeah. So I have had these cowboy boots since I was 18.
Yeah, just a knee high to a grasshopper.
11 years old. So these are they're worn. I have to get them resold because they're very slick. They're very dangerous, actually.
Good. Better for dancing than sliding around.
Yeah, well, you can definitely do a slide around.
Yeah.
Like if I want to moonwalk, you're like pick shoes. I'm picking these boots.
Those are the boots.
I'll just walk backwards and just slide like I'm on ice.
Yeah,
but
that's sweet.
Regardless. I finally got these in the mail, and I put them on. I go, we're doing it. We're going to dress like a Johnson County country boy today.
You
now,
did it.
I'm not saying that everyone in Johnson County is fake country.
Sure, I'm not saying that anyone anywhere is fake anything, just for the record.
But there are some.
It seems like that. I mean, you're one now, so
I'm
yes, there's
right
at least
now.
One.
So
I guess I can verify.
So I went all in with the Joko country today.
It's a pretty good fit. If it wasn't for the boots, I wouldn't have thought twice about it.
Sure, the boots really tie it together.
Yeah, the boots are really what's saying, like, I could lasso a young calf.
Ted, oh.
No, just a young calf. But this is what it is. I'm going to just say the way that this is. Your bottom half is I could lasso. Your top half is I am Ted Lasso.
There we go.
Mustache and everything.
Stash is strong.
Really strong.
And then speaking of me looking like I'm from a fraternity, actually my former fraternity, not my actual one at Mizzou, but I was in Farmhouse. I don't know if you see it. They're in the news right now.
No, I did not see it.
Yeah, they're
also, hey, Dylan, sorry that I kind of cleared my throat and everything into this microphone. I forgot this cough button doesn't work. That's my bad.
They're on ESPN. Pretty cool, right?
Doing what?
Yeah, so that's the thing. They didn't do anything wrong, per se.
That's good. When I hear frats in the news, I get nervous.
Yes, that's what I thought, too. There's a dead longhorn cow found on the lawn of an Oklahoma State fraternity today, which happened to be my fraternity. I was at Mizzou, but still same farmhouse. It was at Oklahoma State.
Okay, I don't really know how frats work. So this is not happening at Mizzou. This happened at Oklahoma State.
Yeah,
okay.
But they're still like, you know.
You're like sister cities or whatever.
Yeah,
okay,
cities,
great,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So apparently Texas got pretty wild and for some reason wanted to put a dead longhorn on an Oklahoma State fraternity's lawn, and now it's getting investigated for a lot of crime, so it sounds like someone's going to get in trouble, but...
I would say, just to go ahead and save yourself the trouble, put a live longhorn there.
Yeah, what
did they kill the long... Did they kill it? Did they find a dead longhorn?
See, these are a lot of questions I don't have, but it's on ESPN, so we made the news...
I might not use we there, just to...
Yeah,
since
not we. A separate fraternity bearing my fraternity's
like how,
name
it's,
made the
it's,
news.
It's like whenever there's, like, homeschooling in the news, I don't immediately claim that we're
the
same cloth,
yeah,
necessarily.
I would probably say it's about a 50-50 chance.
It's a toss-up.
It's a toss-up.
I mean, a lot of life is a toss-up, and sometimes you gotta choose your allies carefully.
But this is... Like, I've heard of, like, you know, school pranks for rivalries and stuff.
Sure, yeah.
Because this is obviously ahead of the Big 12 championship game.
That makes sense.
Dead longhorn, dead animal on someone's lawn. Not one that I would recommend. Not one that I thought would be a big, like, ha, we got you guys.
Yeah. I think... You're like, I'm an animal boy. People know this about me. I'm a big animal boy.
And because Farmhouse was an agriculture fraternity originally, that's why the whole ag connection there.
Yeah, no, that's all cool.
Well, it's not cool.
Well, not the dead longhorn part. I think the most okay this could go is if there was ultimately some sort of tale that one of the frat members of the offending frat, if they had like a family farm or someone, you know, a longhorn had passed. And they were like, hey, can we get
can we get
Chucky's cold dead body here before you do anything else with it? Can we use it for a prank? If that happened, if it like died of natural causes and was somehow transported and left there, then it's not great, but it's the best it could be in the way the story is gone.
I mean, talk about beef.
Yeah, those schools have beef now. Just old, cold, dead, rotting beef.
Yeah.
So, I bet the antlers are cool. I mean, we can all acknowledge, again, even as an animal boy, the like old Southwestern kind of aesthetic of like a cow skull with the big horns,
sure.
out in the desert or whatever.
Yeah.
That's an iconic aesthetic, but I don't usually see that with the rest of a recently dead longhorn attached to it.
So just throwing this out there for everyone who has rivals like, Mizzou, KU, just in general, maybe Kentucky, Louisville. Don't put a dead cardinal. Like for the Louisville Cardinals, like Kentucky, don't put a dead wildcat.
I guess
on
if you can find
lawn.
A Jayhawk, whatever means necessary, because it's a mythical bird, so the rules might be different.
It could be different.
Like if you could get like a griffin or a Jayhawk, then maybe that's something. But I would leave. Here's the thing: leave the animals out of it.
You leave them out of it.
You know who the animals are rooting for? Hay, oats, food of some sort.
The animals
are not rooting. They don't care that you're the Longhorns and they're the Cowboys or whatever.
No, they don't.
The animals would just like to eat food and not be dead is
That's
generally what
much,
I can figure out.
Yeah, they don't really do much else.
Me and animals have one major thing in common, and if we can be fed and alive, it's not that bad. It's okay. We can deal with that. Just don't kill me and leave me on a yard of a homeschooling family.
Yeah,
for just like a rivalry kind
like,
of
like
deal.
A Briscoe. Don't leave a Briscoe on your lawn.
Do not under any circumstances put a dead anything in someone else's yard.
Yeah, so that I didn't think we had to break that down to start the show, but
apparently
we're doing that right now.
Your Texas brethren.
No, not mine.
Yours.
It was left on an Oklahoma State fraternity farmhouse. We don't know who put it there.
It
was just left on theirs
okay.
because, again, they're playing Texas and they're an agriculture fraternity. So someone probably thought that it was a...
it's an interesting day for somebody and they should be wearing cowboy boots. I'm saying.
I have not been to
all
Texas.
I'm saying
actually in my life.
That's not true.
It has been true. I've never
You've
been
never
to
been
Texas.
To Texas on accident?
I've been to Oklahoma. Never been to Texas.
You've never taken a connecting flight through Texas
Mm-mm.
somewhere?
Been to Louisiana.
You've never been to Texas?
I've been to like 30 states, 35 states. I've never been to
it's
Texas.
It's like one of the bigger ones.
Yeah, I know. It's way down there, too.
It is pretty far down there.
I've been like almost all southern states besides Texas.
If you drive west out of Oklahoma for long enough, you just end up in Texas.
I've been to Oklahoma a lot. Been to Bama. Been to Georgia. Been to Mississippi. Been to Louisiana, been to Florida.
Yeah, it just means more for you, I guess.
Been to Arizona. I've been to New Mexico.
Yeah, so at this point, it seems like you've made a conscious effort to not set foot in Texas. I find that fascinating. I'm not particularly pro or anti Texas generally. I mean, I haven't
thought about it, but apparently my body is telling me I'm anti. I've just been building this rivalry up when they go to the SEC.
Yeah.
That I'm like, you know what? I've been to all these states, but I've avoided you, Texas. I ain't going there. You know how.
I just kind of feel like a lot of people have been to Texas.
Like a lot of Missouri fans just won't go to the Kansas side because they don't want to give their tax dollars to KU.
Yeah, that's own them. Yeah, that'll do it. I've heard that. It seems insane.
I mean,
one side has gambling, one side has weed.
Better than dead cows. I mean, seriously, that's better than doing that.
Yeah, no, that's true. And I guess if you want to make a, like, if you want to say I'm not going to buy a house in Kansas, I'm not going to buy a car in Kansas. Like, I guess, but like we're in Kansas right now, so I'm pretty much pro Kansas and pro Missouri.
Yeah,
is that allowed?
You went to MNU, so you're okay.
You
don't have a dog in the fight.
No, OK is Oklahoma.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
I guess it's technically OU, but yeah.
Well, the state would be Oklahoma. Yeah. Texas would be TX if you ever went there, I guess.
I wouldn't know.
It's really crazy to me that you've never. You've been to Mexico, right?
No, I've never been out in the United States.
I thought you went to Mexico for like a spring break or something.
No,
that
would be very on brand for me.
Yeah, maybe you were you went to one of the Alabama beaches.
Yeah, I went to Gulf Shores.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, something with the word shores in it does feel like where you would go. I don't know why, but that does kind of track.
Yeah.
I lived in Kansas my whole life until most recently, the most recent move, and now I live in Missouri, and I think both states are pretty good.
Mm. Yeah, I like
both some pros and cons, you know, some things that could be better, some things that are great.
Yeah.
But I have been to Texas.
Before we break down our
pick-ems, before we take our first break here,
no, we are into our pick-ems because Briscoe's on the show,
and that's why I've been pretty impressed by Jordan Love.
Yeah, we'll talk about Jordan Love.
You know where Jordan Love played college football? Texas. That's not true.
No, it was not true. It was USC. It was Utah State. I was thinking of Aaron Rodgers.
No, I just was just trying
California.
To get you
California. He played Cal.
Ian Rappaport says Zach Ertz was not claimed and is now a complete free agent.
Okay.
And I are in the same mind on this, right?
Yes, that he should sign.
That it'd be really stupid for the Chiefs to pursue him. I agree.
Wait, why?
No, I'm completely. That was a total bit.
Okay.
I would love it. It would be a blast. Why not?
It's like if we try and speak the opposite into existence, they will think, it's our idea.
I'm pretty sure Spotrac had already, because I looked up this morning, his contract. I looked up yesterday, and his contract was like already, it showed you what it'd be if he got waived or got picked up on waive. This morning, I think even they knew, they're like, no one's picking up his contract because his contract still had like $11 million left on it.
Yeah.
And it was going to make a $13 million cap
hit. I think the Cardinals were going to eat a decent amount, but it doesn't matter. He didn't get claimed,
so it doesn't matter now. But I was looking it up, I'm like, no team's going to claim him because he's going to be 34, and it's like a guaranteed 11 plus mil against you. You're not claiming that for what would be for almost any contending team a backup tight end, right?
Right.
At this point. So now he didn't get claimed. He can sign anywhere. Eagles, obviously the first team that comes to mind, but I will say Dallas Goedert should be back and is actually vying to come back this week against the 49ers. That'd be a huge comeback for Dallas Goedert. Obviously his former stop was in Philly. You know, other teams, when he says contenders, right, that means San Fran, but they obviously have George Kittle, and I can't see Zach Ertz wanting to go to a block first team.
Not.
Seems like a bad move for a 34-year-old pass-catching tight end.
I was moving some things around Twitter. Did you mention Baltimore yet?
That was the one I was getting to.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so I was going to end up with Chiefs,
sorry,
obviously.
I didn't mean to screw up your bit. I'm really sorry. That wasn't on purpose.
Baltimore, again, is the main team that I would look at because Mark Andrews, he's done. They love their tight ends. Isaiah Likely had that meteoric rise when he was a backup tight end for like two games last year. Like everyone's like, Isaiah Likely, buy stock in Likely. And then he became the guy, and I was like, oh, he's just
kind of unlikely
to be a bigger
role.
Impact. Yeah. Yeah. Great in preseason, but again, same with ISM and all of the Chiefs wide receivers for that matter. Zach Ertz makes to me the most sense as a Raven, but I wouldn't put it out of him wanting to play with Travis and, let's be real, Andy Reid. Seems like it'd be a pretty fun thing for the tail end of your career.
I think it makes a lot of sense both from a contender standpoint and from an offense standpoint. The thing that is frustrating is that I think he would most, and this is why I'm not gonna be like hurt when he's a Raven. But
they're gonna say he's gonna be, you're not gonna be like Jalen Hurts when he's an Eagle again.
That also probably, I guess I wouldn't be Jalen Hurts either. I'd still be me. Yeah. But Baltimore makes the most sense in the world because they actually kind of like got their offense to a place which is pretty healthy, and then they lose their like number one option at tight end, and yep. And it's a lot to put on Hurts' plate right away, but maybe you can have him come along a little bit and just take a little bit of the weight off the shoulders of the rest of the offense. For the Chiefs, I think he'd probably mostly take Noah Gray's snaps.
Correct.
And we want to see more Noah Gray, not less Noah Gray.
Yeah.
That's not my imposition. I just think when you're talking about like 13 personnel, the third tight end out there is Blake Bell, because your third tight end is going to be an extra offensive lineman to some extent, right? And I actually don't know what Blake Bell's snap share has been like at all recently. He hasn't been targeted in a very, very long time. Last pass I remember him getting was a fumble right after, right?
He had a fumble and a drop. He had both.
Yeah.
So it's not been good.
No, and but Ertz isn't going to be the guy that takes 10 snaps away from Blake Bell as a sixth offensive lineman.
Correct.
In 13 personnel sets or whatever. So I would be really, really curious, and frankly, I don't actually think he's probably spent much time thinking about it, but I'd be really, really curious what Andy Reid would think about, okay, hold on, what would Zach Ertz allow Andy Reid to do that Noah Gray doesn't? And is there something there where there are things that Ertz could do that they haven't trusted Gray to do? And because, again, some of that could be mental. Some of it could be experiential. Sure. Not mentally, like he's not picking it up, but mentally in terms of like, hey, man, you've been in the league for a long time. We need you to go out here and pick,
the nuances,
find some more zone spots.
The soft spots in the zone.
Yeah. Have you and Travis Kelce doing that at the same time in 12 personnel would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
This would be more fun if we were having this conversation in, you know, late April, early May after the draft, whatever.
Or 2019, maybe.
Or 2019 would be great. Yeah, not this April or May, to be clear. But yeah, I am very intrigued by it, but I will not be hurt or Ertz or Hurts if or when he ends up in Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same boat as you, because I was thinking about it as well. I'm like, okay. I want Zach Ertz here, because I like Zach Ertz. He's always been a very good, talented player, very good player. Was really good for a long time. You look at the numbers, like, he was never necessarily exceptional, but he was really good
Schefter,
for, like, 8 years. Schefter
just tweeted, Zach Ertz will, once to land with a contender, candidates could include Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo.
He's got his pundit hat on there, but I do like that we were included.
Buffalo's interesting, because Buffalo has a really good tight end in Dalton Kincaid. I mean, he's incredible, right? Dalton Kincaid is so much fun to watch as a rookie, and he's really come on. Dawson Knox is starting to come back, too.
But why on earth would you waste any... I mean, this would be on brand as far as the way they treat the draft, which is poorly, but the trading any assets right now when your team is barely even...
They wouldn't trade anything.
Oh, yeah, you're right. My bad.
Yeah.
Even wasting a... I don't know. You really
veteran
think
minimum?
Zach Ertz is going to take your team from basically spiraling out of control to Super Bowl contention?
Because no.
I don't think they...
He's not a cornerback or a 32-year-old... he's 33. That would actually kind of fit in the mold of what the Bills are doing right now.
That's true.
He'd be a great secondary piece with that age.
Can I give you one more piece of breaking NFL news that is just going to tickle you, I think?
Yeah. Tickle me.
Starting on Sunday versus the Los Angeles Rams...
Oh, yeah, baby.
Cleveland Browns quarterback
Joe Flacco.
Okay,
is he elite? We're going to bring this back up from 10 years ago.
It's going to be an elite game right here.
Is he elite? Oh, man, Joe Flacco.
This makes you really happy.
It makes me happy if we don't have to watch the game. As long as that's not the game we get.
I actually might definitely watch this game now.
Why? Joe Flacco has been buns for a decade.
Yeah, man. We're not betting on it. I'm not a Browns fan. This entertainment value.
Okay.
The NFL, I think you do actually appreciate this, so I'm not, you know, this isn't really a high horse. It's more like being on the low horse. I'm on like the miniature pony right now.
What are those called?
Like a little Shetland pony or whatever?
Yeah, Shetland
yeah,
pony.
Yeah, shut up. So, let me talk. The NFL really has another level, another gear it can get to in terms of just pure, just masochistic, nihilistic fun when you're just like, hell yeah, baby, Bailey Zappe.
it's true.
There is. You want to have good games for primetime. You want to have quarterbacks that are like playing good football if it's a standalone game. But man, I want to get. We have Sunday Night Football for Chiefs Packers at some point on Sunday. Sterling, Joe Flacco is going to show up on my red zone.
Yeah, baby.
Joe Flacco is going to be on the red zone channel in 2023. Does that not make you excited?
I wish he was going up against Mark Sanchez. Like, get Mark Sanchez back. That's what we really need to set this entire thing off. Also, how did Tim Boyle get a job? I know it's out of
Aaron
nowhere.
Rodgers.
But
no, the answer is Aaron Rodgers.
Tim Boyle same wasn't answer, even good in college.
Same answer is Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah.
No, Sterling, it's a great point. It's just unfortunate that there is a simple answer for whatever reason. Because Boyle was in Green Bay with Rodgers, right?
No, but how did he ever get a job? Like, because was Rodgers just like, I want to have the worst possible backup quarterback so that way there's zero competition? Because Tim Boyle did nothing in college.
I do think that Aaron Rodgers wanted to have a backup who would be cool in practice and that he can make conspiracy theories with and not a quarterback who, if he needed to play a game, was going to make anybody at any point concerned that maybe Aaron Rodgers should not return.
Is that your Wilford Brimley machine?
Yes.
Okay.
It's also the Tom Moore approach to seconds and third string quarterbacks. Are you familiar with
Peyton Manning? Where
practice without 18 or probably 12 in this instance, or 15 in our instance.
By the way, with Zach Ertz,
man, the Jets look like they practiced bleeped, and they are so good at it.
Final thoughts on Zach Ertz.
Sure.
Makes sense, but yeah, the more you think about it, it would be taken away from Noah Gray, not Blake Bell, as much as we are sitting here going, Blake Bell doesn't really do much anymore, and I'm quite frankly over the whole, I'm over it. I'm over it. How many seasons do you think Zach Ertz had over 1,000 yards in his career?
Can you tell me how many, when he got drafted, or how many seasons he has total?
He came in 2013.
Okay, I was going to say that it felt like he might be approaching 12 seasons, but so we're in year 10 then. I won't really... Oh.
No, it's 12. He's in his year 12.
This is year 12?
Right? Is that how it works?
Well, you said
he was drafted
2013, and it's 2023.
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
So 11, okay. Welcome to Counting with Sterling Holmes on ESPN Kansas City. I am going to guess he had... Do you have a number in mind, Dylan? I'm really between two numbers. You got it's an audio medium. You can go ahead and butt yours in.
Well, I cheated, so.
Oh, you looked it up.
Don't look it up, yeah.
I'll say three.
One.
Woo!
How many seasons does he have over 900 yards receiving?
Four.
Two.
Okay.
916 and 1163. I like Zach Ertz a lot, but it sure feels like when you look back, you almost look back and you're like, wow. He seemed like he was much better than the numbers he put up really were. He's only a Pro Bowler three times.
Good teams, big moments.
But yeah, and at one point, yeah, you're right, the playoff Eagles and all that stuff. But you look back and you're like, oh, wow, he basically was a 750, 800-yard receiver for or tight end for 6 years, which is really good, but...
I also bet that in that stretch, he still is probably a top five tight end by that metric. Our brains are broken in a great way because Travis Kelce and before that, Tony Gonzalez, our standards for tight ends are totally different.
Yeah, you're correct. You're right because it really is silly. I bet when you look back at George Kittle, and George Kittle's great. He also has the blocking, but Zach Ertz, that was a good one because he's not known for being a blocker, right?
Right.
He's known for being a pass-catching back. George Kittle has had how many years over a K? He's had two, but he's also... missed a game.
Yeah,
like he is almost every season.
Injuries have certainly been a part for him too. But yeah, it's fun. It's a good fun game.
And again, it's a fun game of you look at
how many does Mark Andrews have?
I'll look it up.
I want to say like three, but that means he would probably have three in a row or would have had three out of four or something. And Kelce's records there are like probably never going to be broken.
He's had one. Mark Andrews has had one. 1361. His next highest was 852, and the next one was 847.
And he's like pretty consensus top three tight end in football.
Correct.
That's
and people
wild.
Are sitting here like, yeah, you know, Travis Kelce looks like he's lost a step, looks like he's not the same tight end as he once was, and he's still going to be a dude going over 1K yet again.
So, also, unreal. In Mark Andrews' defense, how many times has Lamar been out of the game?
I get it.
Sure.
But you can make the same thing with Tony Gonzalez.
But
he did it with a whole bunch of...
That's still all part of the... I think that's totally valid and also hazard of the position.
Yeah.
Because it's all of those things. It's what kind of offense are you in? Are you going to be left to kept into block more often? Whatever. You're playing a more physical version of the position than wide receivers, for that matter. Your route depth is going to be different. You're not going to have a whole lot of 60-yarders that even a Rashee Rice, who is not a deep threat in the traditional sense,
sure,
can have a chance to yak some yards up there. It's a fun chance to look back at the tight end position because I think quarterback is obviously the hardest position, the most important position in football, but I think tight end might be just like purely my favorite.
You sure it's not running back?
I also really do like the running back position. I do. I talked to Ryan Tracy today.
Did you?
And every time great dude, impeccable dude. But every time it's like I know what I built for myself reputationally during the 2020 draft season and thereafter. And I was right.
Yeah. You and I think we're like lockstep in this entire thing. I remember talking to my roommate when it happened. I go, just not a running back. He's like, that's the one position that Chiefs need to go to the next level. And when it happened, he was like, dude, we did it. I'm like, this could not have been worse.
No. We were right. But also, we were going through some family videos when I was in Florida because Renee made a whole bunch of edits and digitized a bunch, which was amazing. But there is some footage of me filming like the car ride and the tailgate going into Chiefs Bears when Priest Holmes would break the single season touchdown rushing record.
My last name is Holmes. Do you think my first jersey was not a Priest Holmes jersey? Because you bet your ass it was. I still wear it. It barely fits. It's
is that the yellow one?
Yes.
It's nice, though.
It's nice.
It is nice. Don't gain any weight. You eat one donut, and that thing might not fit anymore, but it's still good now.
It's going to pop. I've worn it so long, it's actually signed by Priest Holmes, and the signature has worn off.
That's pretty funny.
Not even that I've like washed it, because you don't really, you like spot clean it, right? It's not like I have a, you like spot clean it, you know, if you spill something, you just clean it. Because I don't sweat in it. I'm not rocking it in the summertime. I rock it over like a long sleeve to stay warm.
I'll put any item of clothing in the wash every once in a while, I think. I'm certainly trying
not
to reserve.
The dryer, though. I mean, you sometimes.
You hang it up then. Yeah. Listen, I'm not a Neanderthal.
With jeans. If you do that with jeans, good luck. Those jeans are done. You ain't fitting back in them.
I was a husky jean child, and as we've discovered,
they made them.
They were either pre-shrunk or by the time I was not going to be comfortable. They were not going to fit the proportions of my body either way, so I didn't even worry about it.
Let's take a break.
Please.
And come back. We're going to come back and do our picks with Briscoe making his with the noises of the teams. Home stretch.
It's harder every time.
Kansas City.
ESPN Kansas City.
It's time for the pick-ems.
Picks, picks, picks.
Sunday. Falcons, Jets. Let's start here with the Falcons and the Jets. Should be a good one for Briscoe to make a noise on. We'll start with Dylan. Who you picking here?
Give me the Falcons.
The fighting Desmond Ritters. I actually like the Falcons game because they're starting to use Bijan Robinson more. And
you really gave him a soft J there. But I use you put the
Bijan
emphasis.
Bijan Furman.
Yeah, that was weird.
You know the Friends episode when with Joey and
the others,
Dylan and Joey with the cologne.
You can keep moving. It's okay.
Okay, that's fine. I guess no one gets me. But they're using.
Well, that's fine. Because I've never been understood by another person, and I never will be. Okay, that's fine.
They're using him more, and of course, it happened the week I played in fantasy football last week, so that's why I lost. But it's okay, because the Falcons actually use their weapons, which makes sense. So for football reasons, I can agree with it. So I think the Falcons are going to win this game. Who would have thought? Three of us choosing Desmond Ritter. Cardinals, Steelers.
Ooh, what's the line on that one? Where is that game? That's in Pittsburgh. That's definitely.
I'm going first.
Yeah.
And sure. This is my upset pick. I'm going with the Cardinals.
I'm going to go with Steelers. I do like that Cardinals pick, though.
Are you a minor?
I'm hammering steel right there.
I
would not take the -6, though.
Yeah,
I kind of like the upset. If it was in Arizona, I'd be tempted.
The Steelers are much better without Matt Canada. But Kenny Pickett is still their quarterback.
Yeah.
So,
if only they had Joe Flacco.
Just for notes, I know that we're all selecting Desmond Ridder, but we need to, for the record, Tim Boyle on the other side is the reason.
Yeah.
Why we are.
If it was Zach Wilson, I would have gone with the Jets. I'm not even kidding with you.
I don't even know if I could have done that.
I would have done it. If Zach Wilson starts, I would have gone with the Jets. 100%.
Would you have factored in that the defense has already quit on him as their quarterback?
Well, they're going to quit through the first quarter, and they realize Tim Boyle is even worse.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand that at all. Like, Tim Boyle is like a 29-year-old journeyman who was horrible in college, who's somehow even worse than Zach Wilson. Like, yeah, this will fix it. Panthers, Buccaneers. This game sucks.
Yeah, this stinks, dude.
And somehow...
Why are we doing 3 o'clock games right now?
It's a 1 o'clock game.
Not according to DraftKings.
Well, according to 810.com pick'em. So maybe, maybe got shifted.
Maybe got
because
shifted.
The Buccaneers are still in playoff contention because of the NFC South, the atrocity that it is. I'm going to the Buccaneers. And by the way, this is my survivor pick, and I absolutely hate it. Can't believe I'm hitching my wagon. Yeah, I'm still alive.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
You know who still has the Eagles to use?
Yeah.
But the Eagles have played the Chiefs, and the Eagles have played the
Niners.
The
this
Niners.
Week, yeah.
So, yeah, it's good luck. Saving. I saved the Bengals, and guess what? That was an idiot move because I go, they'll get better because they always start slow.
Yeah.
And now they got worse because Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
But I'm going with the Buccaneers in this game.
You know what I'm going to need to watch this game?
Rum.
A bottle of rum!
Yeah, Bucks.
I was expecting more enthusiasm from you, Dylan.
I mean, I'm just raising the level of enthusiasm as Al Michaels does for this game.
Who's more enthusiastic? Dylan right now, Al Michaels, or Beards? Beards talking about the Bucks versus Panthers, about like a video game.
I think Dylan is truly the most excitable, certainly on any football thing, of those three people. So I'm going to give it to Dylan.
Okay, Al Michaels versus Beards. Who's the least excitable?
Beards has voluntarily called into the postgame show twice this year.
Yeah.
And I don't think Al Michaels would watch Thursday Night Football if he wasn't broadcasting it.
Fair. Detroit Saints. The Saints, they again need to win for the NFC South.
Good God.
They are 5-6.
It's in New Orleans.
The thing is, Detroit's been up and down pretty much all season long.
Yeah.
Right? They just lost to a team that's like the exact same as the Saints.
Yeah.
With the Packers.
Yeah.
The only issue is Derek Carr decides to check down every single time. It was Jameis Winston. That instance he was put in the game, what did he do? He goes, oh, yeah, we have Chris Olave.
Yep.
Why don't we use him?
Yep. I think Jordan Love might be the difference between these two teams. I mean, like that's, and I don't think he's great. But to your point, neither is Jameis, and it would change things.
Yeah, but then of course you have to deal with the backbreaking fourth quarter interception that Jameis is going to throw.
Yep. So who's your pick?
I think Taysom Hill actually is the best quarterback right now in the Saints. Who would have thought that? And they run the Wildcat when they do. I'm going Detroit.
Roar.
And at least they already got that Taysom Hill contract out of the way, so they've proven that they can win while on a quarterback contract. So, I'm going to also go Lions. Bounce back.
I'm not lying, though. When you watch Taysom
Hill, lion.
I am the lion, I guess. I am Detroit. When Taysom Hill was in the game, I forget who it was last week or 2 weeks ago, they just ran it like 6 different times with him. They know what's coming, and every single time was an 8-yard gain at a minimum. Sitting there like, okay, I know it's silly to say, but what if they just do this every time because they know you're running and it still works? I don't know.
I don't know. If I knew what the Saints were doing, I would be doing better.
And also, he could also check down to Kamara just the same as Derek Carr.
100%.
He could save them money. Who would have thought I would be the one saying Taysom Hill makes the most sense at quarterback for
I would have thought that. Look how you're dressed.
I still think James makes more sense, but
okay.
They're not going to use him. Colts, Titans.
So, Sterling, every single time you go first...
No, we go back and forth.
Okay.
As of this week.
I've started... This feels new to me, and also, like, sometimes it's just quiet long enough that I jump in, but I don't... You just tell me when to go.
Some people have strong feelings, and if I have a strong feeling about a game, I'm going to go. If I don't have a feel, I'm going to...
This game sucks.
Yeah,
give me the Titans, though. Good record at home. Divisional.
Colt up. Colts are also 4-1 on the road.
Titans right now are -102, almost exact even money just to win straight up at home. They're actually +1 on DraftKings.
Gardner Minshew, baby.
Yeah, if you can hear the... I think I've done that before, but that's 2 swipes in my mustache in honor of Gardner Minshew.
Stash up.
I guess I'll take the Colts on the road, but you will not catch me watching or playing this game.
I really hope that's in the game that we get.
I have Red Zone.
Because it's in. Well, I know, but I'm just saying if you have cable and like to watch. Well, you'll get two games.
I'll be watching the Red Zone.
I'm a cable man because it's way better.
Is Will Levis good? Have we figured this out yet? The first game was like, hey, three touchdowns to DeAndre Hopkins. That's exciting.
Yeah, he just threw up three punts basically to DeAndre Hopkins. And it's kind of been, you know.
And Chiefs fans still want DeAndre Hopkins because he came down with those three punts. While you look at every other game he's played, and he's like, oh, he's been a non-factor.
I was just about to say, imagine how sweet it would be if Patrick Mahomes could throw a couple of arm punts, and they would be completed.
Well, it'd be better. Chargers, Patriots. New England is, to say it's in a tailspin is...
Kind.
It's brutal. But also the Chargers are brutal, too. Remember, was it 2 years ago? Last year, and the Patriots were bad, and they went in and hammered the Chargers like 45-0.
In New England, too, so the Chargers' headsets won't work. Got to account for that.
Well, maybe that means Herbert will actually be better because he won't just be...
Let him call his own plays.
It can't be worse. I'm going Chargers. The Patriots suck, dude. Did you hear what... who was it? One of their players was like, yeah, you're lucky you got us, man. We're cheeks or something like that. It was like after the game.
Yeah, well, Mac Jones said that.
Wasn't Mac Jones.
Oh.
Defensive player.
Yes. I had to go Chargers, too. It pains me. I mean, this is... He is killing his...
Hey, Dylan.
Greatest coach of all time label with every game.
Hey, Dylan.
I know.
I want you to tell me who you're going to pick in this game. Are you taking Bill Belichick or Brandon Staley?
Oh, my gosh. It's insane that I'm taking Brandon Staley right now.
Ka-chow!
Who are you taking?
That's Lightning McQueen.
Oh, is that Lightning McQueen?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I am Speed.
Yeah, you are Speed.
Thank you.
Have you taken Speed? Because that'd be an interesting combination.
I have not, and I don't. I am not interested in illicit substances that I in no way understand.
It's also, when you hit a certain age, you're like, you know what? No, the time for that was a while ago. Like, now my body, I played basketball at age 29. It's a struggle now compared to when I was 22.
Yeah.
Like, 29-year-old... trying to take drugs, I'm like, that seems like the farthest thing, the worst idea possible.
Yeah,
if I were going to try some of that stuff, time was a long time ago.
Yeah, I can tell you about my friends at Greenlight Dispenser if you'd like, but that's a different story and a great story. Mm.
Dolphins, Commanders, Washington. Riverboat Ron is...
Calling the defense now.
Yeah, I will also say, why do we call him that? Because he's like the most conservative guy, and then the fourth quarter he'll have like a fourth down and 15 from his own side. It's like, well, we have to call it. He's Riverboat Ron, and you're like, yeah, but you were on their 40. It was a fourth and one, and you punted it in the end zone. Like,
it's not responsible, Ron.
Yeah, it's bad call, Ron. It's getting canned at the end of the year, Ron.
Yep.
All right.
They're gonna fire him and run him up Del Rio.
Ron him up, Del Rio.
They fired Jack Del Rio.
Yeah.
Means the river.
Dolphins.
No dust ups there.
Dolphins hammer them.
Yeah, give me the Dolphins as well.
I swim with manatees. They're like fat dolphins. I can't make it.
I like that even worse. Broncos.
Ka-chow.
Houston. Now, if you know me, I've been a huge Texan supporter. Before
you've never been
started.
In the state, you fraud.
Yeah, but I like Houston. I love CJ Stroud.
You've been a huge Texan supporter. You've never been to their state. You do not support Texans.
No, I don't. Not really. I don't know much about them. I don't really care.
It's bigger there, I guess. They're huge.
They're huge. Broncos have been on a heater, and they've done it behind 2.7 turnover margin difference per game over the past 5-game win streak. Which is very incredible. But I will say, they take care of the ball, and for them to be positive is not a far-fetched thing. Their defense has been playing very good football, and as much as I like Houston, CJ Stroud, the yards are still there. Turnovers starting to pop up. I actually like Denver in this game.
Wow,
and
really?
It pains me to say it.
I just was looking at the odds, and I think a little Texans-Chargers parlay, just money lines right there, get you some positive money, and that feels good to me. So I'm sorry for jumping in the line there, Dylan, but... yeehaw, little doggies. I'm Sterling Holmes, and I've never been to the state I'm picking.
No, he picked Broncos, right?
Yeah, I picked Broncos.
Well, so, but I'm picking the Texans. Yeah. So that's me being Sterling picking the. It was Inception, man. It was three layers of character deep.
I'll go Texans, too.
Again, huge Texans guy.
Doesn't sound like it.
Think they fall this week. Browns, Rams, Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
Leading the Browns. The Rams. They. Are still a confusing team where when they win, they let you know they won. They win 35-7. When they lose, oh boy, that is a disaster. I'm going with the Rams, but I hate it.
Yeah, I hate it even more with the Joe Flacco news, but I will also go Rams.
You will now have to go into the blue tin. He just headbutted his microphone.
The independent neurological consultant, or whatever the name is. I can't remember. I'm concussed, but I did just headbutt, perhaps ram my microphone.
Niners, Eagles, the best game to watch of the entire slate.
This should be on Sunday night, man. This is crazy.
I'm going with the Niners. I like the Eagles a lot. I think the Eagles are a great team, but I think the Niners are a bad matchup for the Eagles. The Eagles' secondary is really bad, and when you have Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel, and George Kittle, those dudes should feast. While they might be able to slow down McCaffrey, everything else on the 49ers is electric. Love the Eagles, but not in this game.
Give me the 49ers as well. Little revenge game, and it's obvious, but I think, you know, with Hassan Reddick's comments back to everyone, it just kind of adds a little more.
I'm on the fence here. This has been a tough one, and it's wild to me that the Niners are 3-point favorites on the road. That feels like too much respect on a level that like makes me a little bit afraid. But I will, I don't know. I mean, they're a hard one to do a sound effect for. Maybe I should just take the Eagles. I'm gonna go. Hold on. I'm using the ring bit again, but not this time into the countertop here.
He's mining.
I struck
for gold.
I struck gold. Uh oh! It's Brock Purdy. That's not what I wanted.
Trey Lance was the real gem.
Oh, man. The real Trey Lance was the friends we made along the way.
Chiefs, Packers. Okay, this will be, I think, an easy one. Chiefs!
If I had to pick a Chiefs game, what have I done before?
I don't think you've done one before.
I'm going to rob a bank. Give me all your money so I can travel to Chiefs games.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Thank you. My lawyer believes I am innocent until proven factually guilty in a court of law, allegedly.
I also love the fact he's like, he's touched millions of people, or like millions of people have.
Yeah, I wouldn't phrase it that way if I was him. I would not want that to be admissible as evidence.
Touched millions of dollars, I mean people. Yeah. allegedly. Dylan, what do you got here? You cheese guy?
I am a Chiefs guy. Mm. Chiefs in this one. I do worry that the Packers are just starting to play better, as well as Jordan Love. So,
I think
our defense is so much better than it was in the past, so I'm very confident that we will still win.
I think the Packers are a team that, again, they're getting better, but this is a bad matchup for the Packers. That was a bad matchup for, I think, the Niners and the Eagles, right? I think that's a bad matchup for the Eagles. This is a bad matchup for the Packers. Like, Jordan Love has been good, getting better. The young wide receivers have shown more cohesion recently. But you're playing against a defense. They have 8 yards to A.J. Brown, who held Davante Adams receptionless in the second half. I'm sorry, but Christian Watson, Jaden Reed, Luke Musgrave, Tucker Kroft, I think they're both playing those tight ends. I don't see – Romeo Doubs has done hardly anything all season long, and Aaron Jones is out. The Quadzilla, A.J. Dillon, good luck. I don't like the matchup for the Packers.
I just realized we didn't actually pick it on the zone today, Dylan, because Jason wasn't here, so I was in charge, and I forgot to have us do predictions. But I'm going 23-13. It's not because I love the 6-point spread. I probably won't touch that, but I think it's a defense-heavy, Christian Watson holding down sort of game for the Chiefs defense.
Yeah, that's kind of the same boat. I mean, I'm going to say 27-13. Actually, the Packers guy I talked to today said 21-13 Chiefs. So a lot of people picking the Packers to score 13. Dylan,
you give a score. We usually get a score from Dylan.
Yeah, I got 24-14 just to
you, mother
creeper.
Thing to Josh there,
oh,
and because
you.
I didn't think it through either.
Bengals, Jags. This would have been a great game.
Mm.
Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
No Joe Burrow. Browning is the quarterback, which would be really cool if he was good. Because
could they have flexed this one, or did that window pass before we knew Burrow was hurt?
Yeah, two bad quarterbacks in a primetime spot.
Trevor, ever since
we already had Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott looks like the MVP right now, and it's absurd to me.
Yeah,
I will say he is helping you out, but also Trevor Lawrence had a bounce back.
Yeah, he's
game.
Looked ever since I ripped on Trevor Lawrence. He's like, I must have heard that random guy in Kansas City who no one listens to, and I'm gonna.
I listen to you,
wrong.
Sterling, when I'm on the show.
Me too.
You guys are sweet.
Yeah.
Jags, Bengals. I'm going Jags.
Jags.
Okay, so they're both big cats. You're gonna have to really listen to this. Okay.
bath salts.
Sounds like Cincinnati fans when they eat that chili.
If I would have said Skyline in my cat voice, you would have known it was Cincinnati, but I'll take the Jags.
I was going to say, that is, you know, past, it really would differentiate the two cities, but now I'm not sure.
Not so much.
Almost too similar.
It's pretty close. Man, Jaguars are probably going to move to 9-3, which is crazy because I still don't think they're a great team.
Yeah, no, they're not great.
Let Cowherd cook.
How many great teams are there?
The friends we made along the way.
That's beautiful.
Didn't Cowherd have them? Number one seed?
Did he? I can't remember.
Everyone fried him, and including me.
Well, you're whispering.
He'll still be wrong.
Cowherd had the Jags as the one seed preseason.
Absurd. You're a psycho.
But they're there now. No, yeah. Cowherd said it.
Cowherd.
What are you not understanding? Are your headphones working?
I thought he said that the Jags were also going to be the one seed.
He said it's what Colin Cowherd said.
I know, I heard he said that, but I thought you said you agreed with him.
No, he said he roasted him, too.
No, I roasted him.
Oh, you roasted him.
Yes.
Oh.
We all did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because there was a disconnect there.
You know,
sorry, and a lot of times, Sterling, a lot of times there's cow herds in Texas, which is a state you've never been to for some reason.
Well, let's wrap up the segment because that was a bad ending to that second segment. And we're going to go into a little bit of this or that on the Packers Chiefs edition, home stretch, ESPN Kansas City. Welcome back to the home stretch, ESPN Kansas City. All right, Briscoe.
Texas's favorite show.
This or that.
Yeah.
How many draft picks did Green Bay have this past draft? How many picks
it's
did they
not
make?
A this or that question, but it was a significant number. I'm going to say it was 11?
13.
Happy with that guess.
No, I just thought when I would go, that this is crazy. Like,
it's insane.
13 is
and most of, like, they weren't like all sevenths like the Chiefs had a couple years ago. They had like three
first,
sevenths.
First, second, third, fourth, fifth, six, seven.
There you go. They did have a lot of sevenths still.
Fourth, seventh, yeah.
I wonder if those guys made the roster.
They went back to back with tight ends Luke Musgrave in the second and Tucker Kraft in the third.
Huh.
Still. No first round wide receiver though, huh?
No. Not necessary. Not necessary.
All right. Does L'Jarius need to travel with Christian Watson in this game, or do we finally see a more traditional defense?
I've been asking about this week, and I think he probably travels with Christian Watson, mostly because I think it was a few weeks ago that, I don't even know if it was Spag or somebody else in the defense, it might have been Dave Merritt, talking about how it allows Snead to just study one receiver all week and really get used to kind of their deal. Not the same traditional type of receiver necessarily, but I'm leaning that way right now, that he will follow Watson.
Did the Chiefs win the AFC West yet again?
Yeah. No, I printed the hats after the, was it the first Broncos game? I can't remember. I said we could print the hats and t-shirts a while ago, so those are still on.
All right, did the Bills make the playoffs? They sit at 6-6. They are currently behind Denver, Houston, Indy, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh for wild card spots.
Probably not. We just did picks. Who do they have this week? Or are they off this? What was the? I can't remember what the Bills have right now.
The Bills play a bye.
So it is a bye this week. So yeah, they're gonna get the Chiefs off a bye. That game is vital.
Chiefs, Dallas at Chargers.
Yeah.
Okay, New England, and then at Miami to end it.
Yeah, I mean you got one cupcake there, three really difficult games, and kind of a toss up, right? I mean, maybe a couple toss ups, but still, yeah, I think they probably missed the playoffs. It's crazy.
Yeah, and you look at their draft. I don't know if you've heard of Osiris Torrance, Dorian Williams, Justin Shorter, Nick Broeker, or Alex Austin. Now, I get it. They're rookies, and we don't really necessarily follow Buffalo that much.
Yeah, do that with last year's draft class.
But
go a year back, or 2 years back, or 3 years back.
But yikes, they have not been the best drafting team either, and they have some old dudes. This was their year.
Yep.
It's about time to blow that thing up. Going to the NFC. Right now you have Dallas, Minnesota, and Seattle in the wild card spot. Let's just throw Dallas out of the equation for a moment.
Because they're good.
Yeah, they're good. All right, Minnesota, Seattle, Green Bay, Rams, New Orleans. Who makes the playoffs?
I don't have the schedules in front of me, so you give me that courtesy. But I think I'll take the top two teams there. I think Green Bay is real frisky. I guess they could hop over Minnesota if they have games left. Again, I don't have all the math, but I really enjoy watching the Seahawks and Vikings. But I did not watch Monday Night Football Vikings Bears, so you have to take that into the equation.
I did watch it.
Yeah, so probably
and that
not
was
Minnesota.
Not good.
No,
but Justin Jefferson supposedly
that's
coming back.
That's
so that's
true.
A pretty big difference. They're picking their quarterback based on who is best to get the ball to him and him alone.
I'd kind of like it if the Rams made it. That'd be fun.
That'd be salty. All right, who wins the NFC South? Falcons at 5-6. You got New Orleans at 5-6. Tampa Bay at 4-7. And we don't have to talk about Carolina because they're 1-10.
It's Atlanta. It was always Atlanta. It's still Atlanta.
Atlanta is 3-0 in their division, which means they are 2-6 when they play any other team outside of the NFC South.
Dang, that stinks. But it'll help in tiebreakers.
Speaking of stinks, it's the entire NFC South.
Yeah, it's really bad. Yeah. That's really, really bad.
I don't really have that many more this or that. So Isaiah Pacheco over under 75 yards.
I'm kind of feeling under without a good reason. I don't know.
I got a good one. Clyde Edwards-Helaire over under 10 yards rushing in this game.
McKinnon's back. I'm also kind of, I don't know, I don't want to touch it.
I'm not going to lie. I've liked the three Eddie Lacy-esque snaps that Clyde's got in the game now. Like,
yeah.
He's gotten thicker and somehow more explosive. Horrible pick. Starting to become more and more fine with him being a backup. I'm okay with it.
I bet this is our last year of watching Clyde in Kansas City.
100% agree. Which wide receiver steps up the most for Kansas City this week?
Not named Rashee Rice.
Not named Rashee Rice.
We got 15 seconds left in the show. I might sit here and think about that one the whole time. Justin Watson.
Sky Moore. I can't quit him.
Okay.
I can't quit Sky.
I hope it's Kadarius Toney. I can't quit him.
Ooh.
You know what I can quit?
This show.
This show.